And is there another word you could use?
Angry.
And if somebody's in a bad temper all the time, you know, just always like that, you say he's what?
Temperamental?
Well, if he's always, you know,
always, I just say you have a bad temper.
And if you're going to burn the building and people are just getting real frightened around you, you say, what to them? And we'll be all right. Just
calm yourself.
So you say, just
calm down.
And if somebody says, can I have this? You say, no, I want to. What?
Keep it.
So would you ever say,
just keep cool or keep quiet?
Is that a word you use?
Yeah, keep cool is.
And when would you use that? Would you ever use keep calm?
Yeah, keep calm or keep cool means the same.
And when would you use that?
It's when, I use it when, like something happened on the bus, something the kids get all upset, and I tell them to just keep calm and cool, keep cool and, you know, we let one talk at a time or whatever.
It'll all be okay.
Mm-hmm. Like we had, I had to stop the bus one day. Our boys was fighting, and the boy hit the other one and knocked his tooth almost out. And he started bleeding, and everybody started screaming, and I had to pull over and tell him just calm down and let me find out what it's all about, and everything will be all right once I find out what it's all about. And keep cool, let it just hush. That's a new word they use now, keep cool.
Well, now, if you've been working real hard, you say you are very
tired.
And if you've been working very, very hard, you'd say you are all
exhausted.
Now, is that how you tell the difference in just tired and exhausted?
Well, we use talk a lot. When I'm talk a lot, I'm talk loud.
Is that real tired?
Yeah. I'm talk a lot. I don't know why they say nothing to me. Fatigue, that's another word. It's mean real tired too.
Alright. Well, and you say, I'm completely
worn out.
Now, do you ever use wear out?
No, you wear something out, but
can
wear out a shoe.
What about children? Do they do that to you on the bus?
Wear me out.
Yeah.
And they wear me out. Right. But I'll be all worn out, you know, when I finish.
Well, if somebody came home early from school or work or whatever, if your husband came early from work, it'd be because he
got hungry.
Well, if he wasn't hungry, it'd be
sick.
So you'd say he
got sick.
And alright. Now, if you don't have to worry, you know, about him getting sick, you say, well, I don't have to worry. He'll be well again
soon.
Alright. Is there another way of saying that?
Right away, in a hurry,
Well, what if you were you and your husband and one of your young grandchildren or great grandchildren later on, because if you had one that was just a little baby, you know, mm-hmm. that didn't want to go on a long trip, you know, we're riding along, and they said, well, when are we going to get there? And it was a long way yet. You really didn't know. You said, well, we'll get there.
I told my sooner or later. We had that happen to me one time. We'll get there sooner or later.
Would you ever use bye and bye?
No.
Uh-huh.
But that's a word, though.
Well, if somebody got overheated and chilled and his eyes and nose started running, you'd say, he what?